838 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the bridge. Actually, I've decided I'm going to talk about the Frigo Bridge. I paused because I always want to say Tower Drive Bridge. It's been the Frigo Bridge for, what, about a decade now? It opened in 1980. I was an adult. I was 19 years old. And it's always been the Tower Drive Bridge. It's just going to be one of those things. No disrespect to Mr. Frigo, mind you. Certainly deserving of the honor. I'm not disputing that. President of Frigo Cheese. I've had several siblings. How many? Two. Two of my siblings worked at Frigo Cheese. But it was still Frigo Cheese. And at least one cousin. Of course, founded Paul's Pantry. I'm not saying he's not deserving of the honor. It's just one of those default things that are in my brain. Tower Drive Bridge. Did you notice the still shots from the video of DOT? It still says Tower Cam. It's just the way it is. Got to talk about that later in the show. I do have one thought, though. Now, I heard Mike Austin mention today Packers games. I'm not sure it's going to have that much impact. It'll have some just because it's congesting traffic everywhere. The Lions game, I believe, is a gold package game. They come up 172 from the south, so I'm not saying it won't have some impact. You know what I'm imagining, Jason? Deer hunting Thanksgiving week. When the Chicago-Milwaukee track all has to be on 41 to get up to hunting country. Even if you take 43 all the way to Green Bay and then over on 172, you've got to go through that construction. You want to talk about the worst possible time. There's never a good time for something like that to happen. And yes, there's no doubt in my mind this thing's going to be closed by deer hunting. I'm not speaking from any professional or inside knowledge at all. I think it's going to be at least a year. Nothing's going to happen until construction season 2014, you would think. Jason, yeah, you're right. It's going to be good no matter what. You have 40,000 travelers trying to get where they're going. You already noticed it on Mason. Well, sure, the downtown bridges, you're going to notice that. You noticed it on Mason. Wouldn't you think the Nitschke and the Walnut are really, yeah. That's got to be, in fact, I just had a thought. I'm not going to say it on the air. Just had a thought. One of those things. I'll let you know. I just had a thought that I don't want to say publicly related to this issue. I'll tell you when I'm off the air. You'll be the first to know. You don't have to know right now. I'm not going to type it out to you. I'm already wasting too much time telling you I'm not going to tell you. He's pouting. I'm seeing a grown man pout over there. I haven't seen that since I told my daughter she couldn't have a pony. No, I haven't seen that since I told her they weren't getting a new car. Anyway, just hang on. It's not, you won't have to wait that long. I just have a thought. The way the news conference was handled yesterday and what we know and don't know, I'll get to that later in the show. By the way, as you know, I have made the case, I think letting Obamacare collapse under its own weight is the best way to go. I have a high-profile ally in that today. I will share that with you later in the show. I'm rethinking my feelings on Ted Cruz's phony filibuster. It's still a phony filibuster, but I'm rethinking whether it was a good, bad, or otherwise idea. We'll throw all of that in together. Tomorrow you're going to hear, well, I can't say the biggest lie ever told. Scientists agree that there hasn't been global warming for almost a decade. Tomorrow, the IPCC is going to issue its latest report and continue to say with 95% certainty that man is causing global warming that hasn't happened this century. Mark Steins, filling in for Rush Limbaugh, talked about this quite a bit earlier this week. I want to get to that. I want to start with a couple of tidbits here. Jason, I think this breaks a string. I'm not going to talk about Walmart right here. It's like, I'm going to go through withdrawal. How can you not talk about Walmart? Well, I don't really have anything new. So, yeah, I'm actually not going to open this segment with Walmart. Oh, it'll be back. It'll be back. Not going away anytime soon. You decide whether this is a big story or not. As you know, when you have a marriage performed by a judge or that sort of thing, you know where I'm going with this already, do you? You have official witnesses. I don't think I've ever been a witness in that capacity in a civil wedding. A civil ceremony is what it's called. There was a same-sex civil ceremony in Kennebunkport, Maine. Does that little village ring a bell to you? Good friends of the same-sex couple, two women, served as official witnesses. That would be H.W. and his wife Barbara. Former President Bush and his wife Barbara served as official witnesses. The Reliable Source blog on the Washington Post reports it thusly. Another prominent Republican has come out in support of same-sex marriage, or at least in support of one particular same-sex marriage. Former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara served as official witnesses Saturday at the Maine wedding, slow down, Jerry, Maine wedding of Bonnie Clement and Helen Thorgelson, co-owners of a Kennebunk General Store. Thorgelson posted a photo on Facebook of the 41st Commander-in-Chief signing a set of documents. By the way, he had crazy socks on and they didn't match. I don't know why, but I love that he does that. One of the things I think is going to go down is under-noticed about Bush the First is the guy's got a great sense of humor. I mean, he really does. He was doing an official portrait. It was Ron and Nancy. It was he and Babs. It was the Carters. Whoever all the former presidents were at that time. And it's the stoic. The wives are sitting on the chairs and the husbands are behind them. He did rabbit ears to Barbara. I see. I just love that. I don't know what it is. And he did it perfectly. I mean, he had the most deadpan of faces. I think he's just one of the more real presidents that we ever had, and he didn't get respect for that. That's what I love about the socks thing. It's what, you know, everyone made a big deal about it. It's what I loved about the broccoli thing. I don't like broccoli. I do. He doesn't. I do too. That's the only part I can figure out. How can you not like broccoli? But he didn't. Or was it Brussels sprouts? Wait a minute. Was it Brussels sprouts? I don't remember now. Google that quick, otherwise it's going to drive me crazy. Is it broccoli or Brussels sprouts? Just write in George Bush, and then broccoli or Brussels sprouts. It's broccoli. Yeah, it's broccoli. Okay, I'm right. I was right the first time. Anyway, back to this story. So, no big statement from the ex-president's office. His representative, Jim McGrath, confirmed his and wife Barbara's presence at the Kennebunkport wedding. They were private citizens attending a private ceremony for two friends. In an email from their honeymoon in London, Clement told us they've known the former first couple for years and were thrilled they accepted the wedding invitation. Thinking about how monumental this time is in our lives and how blessed we are to be in their lives, they decided to ask them to really personalize it for us as witnesses. This is such a wonderful time for change in our legal system, she added. Who would be best to help us acknowledge the importance of our wedding as our friends, as the former leader of the free world? When they agreed to do so, we just felt that it was the next acknowledgement of being real and normal. Clement, 60, said she and Thorgelson, 55, have been together for 12 years, during which she helped raise her new wife's now adult daughters. Well, it's hard to say that the Bushes don't approve of gay marriage if they took part in one. And they did. I mean, they weren't just guests. They took part in one. This is being seen as, see, even HW, so just get over it. I will predict this. I'm 52 years old. If I live anywhere near what my parents live, wow, that's old. You wait. You know, I'm going to do a whole week on your 40th birthday. Your whole the whole freaking week is going to be about you turning 40. I'm going to order a semi-load of black balloons for the parking lot at Lambeau Field, and I'm going to have your name on the truck. That's what I'm going to do. Let me see. It's late winter, early spring time of the year is your birthday. I mean, I've got 2.5 years to plan this thing. I'm just going to be all over it. Anyway, after Jason's gratuitous shot at my age, I'm 52. My dad lived to be 89. My mom just celebrated her 87th birthday. So let's say I come even close to that. Let's say 80. Let's say 82. Let's round 30 years. I guarantee that if I live another 30 years, I will attend a gay wedding. There's no question of it. I will. I have accepted that society, whether you admit it or not, has accepted gay marriage. I have accepted it. Speaking of accepting things, I considered doing this as a phone topic, and at some point I still might. I just don't have time right now. State Representative Andre Jacques has staked out a certain political territory. Andre apparently wants to brand himself as a Republican in the state legislature who is the designated culture warrior. He has proposed a life amendment which deals with fetal rights. He is seen as extreme by liberals because he wades into these social issues. Andre has done this again. As you know, there are these license plates that the state issues. Andre is proposing that the state of Wisconsin, he's pushing a bill. Now, this is interesting the way Gannett's editorial words this. Pushing a bill to create anti-abortion license plates to generate money for crisis pregnancy centers. The plan would create plates that read, "Choose Life," and feature an image of an infant's footprint. Now, yeah, that is inherently anti-abortion, but it doesn't mention the issue. The Gannett editorial that's either from the Sheboygan or Manitowoc paper, I can't really tell for sure, doesn't like this idea. According to the AP, they write, purchasers would have to pay both the annual $75 vehicle registration fee and a $15 special plate fee. On top of that, they'd have to pay another $25 that would go to Choose Life Wisconsin, Inc., a corporation that anti-abortion groups Wisconsin Family Action and Pro-Life Wisconsin have set up to funnel money to crisis pregnancy centers' adoptions programs. Abortion has long been and will continue to be a controversial subject in Wisconsin and throughout the country. It is a war fought on political, social, and ethical battlefields. Wisconsin license plates should not be one of those battle sites. There are many ways for people to support anti-abortion efforts. Buying a vehicle license plate should not be one of them. Introducing anti-abortion plates opens the door. They're pro-life plates. They're not anti-abortion. Does it say oppose abortion? This is where you can't get away with the semantics. You can't say pro-life and anti-abortion are the same thing. Just as pro-choice and pro-abortion are not the same thing. Now, he's anti-abortion, no doubt about it. I'm anti-abortion. We're also pro-life. We believe you should allow a living baby to live. That's pro-life. The opposite is pro-death. They don't want to go there. Now, this is where Gannett goes to this editorial. Well, you do this, and then everybody's going to want one. Environmentalists who want to get their message across a license plate, as long as gay rights activists or those who decry use of animals for research. There are countless causes out there that would love to raise money via the license plate gambit. It's just not a good idea to go down that slippery slope by allowing an anti-abortion plate. They may, in fact, be right about that. And in fact, when Andre first brought this up, them two liberal lawmakers wanted one for Planned Parenthood. But Planned Parenthood is an organization. Here's what I would say. If the pro-abortion group wants one, allow them to have choose death. Be completely consistent. If you approve the pro-life one, allow the pro-abortion camp to have one that says pro-death. Well, they're not pro-death. Yes, as a matter of fact, they are. That's exactly what they are. I don't think it's a specious argument to say that if you approve this, you're going to be fighting every group that wants one. I think there is validity to that. What I want to focus in on here is it's not an anti-abortion plate. It doesn't mention abortion. It says choose life. Well, that means don't abort the baby. Okay, I suppose it does. My point is it doesn't mention abortion. It says choose life. And then it has a baby's footprint. Absent the baby's footprint, that can mean any number of things. It could oppose euthanasia. It could be, don't commit suicide. I suppose it could even oppose the death penalty now, couldn't it? But we know that's not what he means, and given where the money would go. And I suppose the $25, you could argue about whether that's appropriate. But again, this is all voluntary. And as for the slippery slope, I'm not sure I care. The argument has always been, in fact, this is the argument I've always made. The argument has always been, well, you put it on a license plate and it's really the state that's sponsoring that message. No, not if you let anyone put whatever they want on it. I think Gannett Media's real concern here is a whole lot of people will choose life. That's what I think they really fear. And even if you do open it up for the liberal causes which they support, there just wouldn't be enough cars on the street for their taste. If there were a choose life plate, I would probably get one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I would. I have argued just let Obamacare collapse. I have some help on that front today. Oh, and we're going to talk about global warming. It's 8:56.
It's amazing how quickly the seasons change.